Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Within the Light podcast, where we enter deep portals of the mind through conscious conversations and authenticity. I'm your host, Ash. On today's episode, I'm so excited, you guys, to introduce our first guest. It is my beautiful friend, Kim Hasse, who is a mystic channeling goddess. She's going to be talking on what she does for a living, which is channeling, how she came into this gift that she has, and what that looks like. I mean, for those of you out there who have ever heard of channeling, we might get a little bit more of a deeper insight. I know I did. And being a client of hers, it was really, really beautiful to be able to see and hear her story. And I would just like to let you all know that we will definitely be doing more of these. This was a quicker episode that we did when we were up in LA for 3 days. We just got back today. We did it in our little apartment that we got on Airbnb, and it was so fun. You can hear the sirens in the background, and it was such a beautiful time. So again, we had to kind of rush it towards the end, which you won't be able to hear, but I just want to let you know that we will have more conversations with Kim. So without further ado, let's get into our convo. Please welcome to the show my good friend and sister, Kim. Okay, so first off, I want to take us back to where Kim came into this world. Can you give us a breakdown of what your upbringing was like and why you think you chose that for your journey, your parents, your location, all the things? All the things you want to talk about, I guess.
All the things. You know, I think I wanted freedom because living this type of a mystic life, she provides freedom for herself. And that's what I've experienced in this lifetime. No matter how many times I've been in situations where I really wanted to cultivate a family for myself or other situations where it created a solid foundation, my soul spirit was not aligned with it. So I think this life for me was to really experience a sense of freedom and several, or if not my whole life, filled with mystical experiences. So with going back to your question with family, mm-hmm. I think we pick certain people within our lives, mother, father, brother, sisters, especially in the immediate family, to teach us those things, like maybe some of our hardest lessons that help you step into who you came here to really be / experience. So I think that's definitely something my soul came to really, really experience.
I love that. And you are currently in California now.
Yes.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Tucson, Arizona.
Love it.
So yeah.
And how long have you been in California?
I've been here for over about 15 years. Moved here when I was 27, and never looked back. When I followed my heart moving out here, everything fell into my lap. Every experience, when I first started channeling, I got the best mentors, best places to channel. It was very easy for me to get psychic jobs because I knew I was just in alignment. Any other thing I would try and do to create a life for myself, make money, it would not work out.
I got you. So as we would like to say, we weren't really feeling the 3D matrix world.
Not at all.
Work, 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 9 to 5.
Still does not make sense to me.
1000%.
I would quit a job just walk out and be like, I'm done.
I'm too good.
There's no 2 week notice with me. I've done it several times.
Love that. And so for you growing up with a religious background, being mm-hmm. Catholicism or Catholic, what was your first experience outside of that with your own spiritual connection to where you are today?
That my own spiritual connection or experience was, the one that sticks out the most is a reading I received. My mom thought it would be helpful if I spoke to a psychic / medium. And with the difference is the psychic could really tune into future events and situations for you, and you know, talk about the future. And mediumship work is someone that connects with loved ones, mm-hmm. people that have passed. And sometimes you could be medium, but you're not psychic. Sometimes you're psychic and you can't do mediumship work. I could do both, so I'm very familiar with the type of information that comes through on both ends. Mm-hmm. But I saw a woman that was my my mom's youngest sister's best friend, mm-hmm. and she's a very well-known psychic to this day, and it was actually my grandma that told her she needed to do something with her gifts. So when I was going through a little hard time in my 20s, my mom was like, I think you need to see this woman. And I did, and it changed my life. Wow. Stuff she told me about, you know, my past lives really made sense mm-hmm. to what I was going through in this life.
Yes.
So I'm a big, you know, I think that's, it's important for people, if you're struggling or you can't understand sometimes why things happen or occur, mm-hmm. we dive in, we take it. It could be helpful. It's a mm-hmm. tool that would be helpful. So anyway, she channeled for me. She channeled stuff for me that no one would know but me. No one. Wow. I didn't tell a soul about half of the stuff I was experiencing. And mm-hmm. she knew it because of who she was receiving the information from. Okay. And that just opened up the world to me.
Mm-hmm. And would you say before that experience that you believed in channeling? Were you familiar with it? Where were you
at
with it?
I wasn't familiar with it. I didn't really know. It wasn't really a thing. I mean, not like today. It's mm-hmm. like everywhere, you know? And back then it was, you might have heard of it a little here or there, but not a lot of people, there wasn't a lot of psychics or mediums out there.
Absolutely.
I just so happened, was really blessed to have it kind of be in my family in the sense, and I got, you know, with a really good energy and vibration of someone that delivers messages in the way that she does.
Oh, wow.
So when she did, I really was like, wow, if I could do anything, that's what I would want to do. And wow. I just had that knowing. If I could do that, the way she helped me and helps others was just, I mean, I'd been in therapy and that never did anything for me. So wow. getting a psychic reading really, really helped me.
So for those who don't know what channeling is in the mm-hmm. audience, how would you tell them? And what's the easiest way to describe channeling?
Oh gosh. I think everyone has their, you know, other channelers or psychics that do it probably have their own way. The only way I could say is, I call it tapping in. I'm able to almost leave myself, not fully body, but I'm able to, I would say, switch on different plugs, let's say, or brain waves, and I tap into, for me, a really high frequency. So I'm able to tap into, like, I call them upper dimensional light beings, a higher source power that's all divine, all pure, like your higher self. That's who I'm channeling. I'm a channeler that really does not receive specific information on exactly who, unless they want to tell me. I can't guarantee any of that, but I know it's a higher divinity that I'm channeling. I make it really known, and I've had a lot of practice of when it's not light. I'm able to distinguish if it's false light, and that's what people don't understand. It's not just something that, you know, I don't teach it to people. I help you to be able to connect to maybe loved ones and connect to your spirit guides mm-hmm. so you're able to really thrive in life, but I won't teach you channeling. Mm-hmm. I think that's something you come in with already knowing of how to do. I taught myself, really. I think that's the best way in some sense. You could ask other psychics. I've worked in many psychic shops. And I've asked other psychics of, well, what does this mean when this person comes? This group of beings introduced themselves to me over there. Mm-hmm. Who are they? I got used to Google, because I would just Google who these beings are, and they always, it made sense. They're in, you know, I'd Google them, so I'd know who I'm connecting with.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so looking at you as a pair, as in comparison, not like we compare ourselves, but to other psychics, mediums, what would you say your information when it comes in? You said it doesn't give you exact dates, but what makes your information so powerful? I mean, I know because I've had experiences with you. I just want to hear it from you because I know our readings are so powerful when we are in them, because the information, again, comes in and it's very direct and it's what you need to hear in this moment. So what would you say when you come into your readings is something that you bring that's a little bit different from other psychics, that's just uniquely Kim?
Well, I always let my clients know, if you don't feel good after leaving a reading with me, I didn't do my job. Mm-hmm. And the beings that work through me didn't do their job. So that, I've had a lot of readings and a lot of people do, a lot of their information may be spot on, mm-hmm. you know, with any psychic, 50-50. I always say, take the reading with a grain of salt, just like looking at astrology. Absolutely. But a lot of times I don't feel good. So I make sure the way I deliver it and how spirit works with me, you should feel pretty good after getting a reading with me. And the information isn't, I try and get deeper to the root or cause of things so you're not stuck in a hamster wheel. You know, I've told clients before, do not come back to me if you're not gonna move forward. We're not gonna do hamster wheels. We're gonna move you forward so we could get you going on the timeline, so we could kind of see like what's going on. You know, I'll do my best to read God's will timeline and not your own desires. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to just make you feel better, or hear you what you wanna hear. Because that's not gonna help you.
Absolutely not.
So energetic-wise and information-wise, I'll go in any direction that spirit wants me to go, so you feel really good and you know how to use the information effectively.
I love that. And the thing I will say personally, again, having a reading from you, having many readings from you, I will say that you do always feel living good. At least I have always felt living good. All of your other clients that I've spoken mm-hmm. to always feel lighter when they leave your readings. And they know what to do with the information, where personally I have had readings from other astrologers, other mediums and things of that nature, tarot card readers, numerologists, you name it. Mm-hmm. And I do leave confused. I leave wondering what more there is I need to know, mm-hmm. where that is a point of difference for sure, because there is this kind of, I don't want to say it's like a stigma in that field where you're left with feeling like you need that healer or that medium or that mystic to heal you, when really they're supposed to assist you in healing yourself. Yeah?
Would you agree? 100%. And I think if you're ever feeling the need of wanting more, mm-hmm. that's a red flag. And I've seen it a lot. I've personally had to go through that. You know, if this is my journey, I'm supposed to, you know, do this for a living, and I've been through the ringer. I've gone through several initiation processes in this field. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what it's like to feel that anxious attachment to another, let's say, healer or psychic or whatever you want to call it. So I could understand that's exactly what I needed to experience to know not how to do the work. Absolutely. You know, and so if you don't feel empowered in direction, you should not go back to that psychic, because they're actually not giving you informative information.
Absolutely.
You know, I've been to some psychics where they'll read energy. Oh no, just give it time. He'll be back around. It's the energy is so, you know, there's so much chemistry. It's just like, just tell him it's a karmic relationship. It's not going to last, and move on and learn mm-hmm. your lessons. Like, let's, you know, but that they want them coming back. They yes. want them. The doctors want you coming back. That's why they're not going to heal you. Mm-hmm. What more supplements do you need? What? Oh, your you know, your liver's bad. You need this. You need this. You need this. You keep coming back. Mm-hmm. If you have to keep coming back, that's your answer. You know, I have people that work with me for several months, but then they're done, or every 6 months. You know, it's just to get you, you know, reconnected and aligned. You know, it's not every day.
Absolutely.
If you want to do an everyday thing with me, I have a program, but that's a whole different level of psychic tree for you. You know, that's mm-hmm. more of advising in many different areas of your life to get you going. But you should not want the need to constantly want more and more and more and make you feel bad about it. Like, make you feel worse about where you are
Absolutely.
In your life.
And it's not working.
Or hope.
Yes.
I think what was it, Lana Del Rey said, hope is a dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous thing.
It is. And I think that that will lead me into my next question topic, because we've been talking about it on our way up. We're actually both in LA right now, mm-hmm. doing some work up here. So if you hear some LA in the background, it's real.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
And we're having a good time. But we've been talking a lot about this idea of manifestation and how that doesn't coincide always with God's will or what divine timing is. So would you give us a little input on what you feel about that?
You know, as a channeler of trying to help people really guide them with their future decisions, I really try and look into God's will timeline, what's for their highest. I know we have dreams and desires, and but if it's not on God's will, and if it's not for your highest good, it's not going to happen. So that's what I really try and tune into to get you on what is going to happen. You can't, and going on to the manifestation now, you cannot manifest something like a partner. You can't if it's not time, if it's not your person. I don't care what guru or how many videos you watch on manifestation, get in your vortex, do this. Those practices are amazing mm-hmm. on the everyday to bring in like magical experiences and to raise your vibration. So you bring in, you know, it's coming into the earth, manipulating energy is what we chose to do. So if we're going somewhere, if we're traveling, if we're wanting to bring in certain types of clients or people, get in that energy, start saying positive mantras that you actually really believe and start creating that life. Mm-hmm. But if it's not time for that job opportunity, if it's not time to make the money, if it's not time to bring in that new partner, it's not going to happen no matter how many times you stand and try and envision yourself bringing it in. Me as a psychic would not have chosen this plan for me, and I cannot create it really any different. I could only go through the doors which God willing is opening them. And I wish I could tell people differently. The really good psychics out there will tell you straight up that exactly. They won't say like, oh, you could create anything. You could bring in your partner within 6 months. We could speed up that timeline. Well, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I cussed. No, it's, cuss I've done it for 15 years. And then I have my own life experience. It's not going to happen.
No.
And I'm not disempowering you. I empower you with like, well, I could talk to your loved ones and your spirit guides, and so can you. Start asking them what you want. Those big things you got to put off to the side. Mm-hmm. But what type of a lifestyle do you want to live? What do you want to bring in on the daily? How do you want to, what do you want to create? That you could all bring in.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
The big things, your blueprint, the soul contracts, that's not going to change.
No.
We could possibly maybe end them or, you know, really have some talks about creating new openings. But as far as I'm concerned, with all the channeling I've done within myself and the knowledge from really incredible psychics, it's set in stone. So when people say timelines are crashing and... in all of this, I think you could create new life for yourself when it's time, when your soul's ready, which mm-hmm. then it goes, that goes back to God's will. That's the root of it.
So for somebody who's looking for love or a relationship mm-hmm. or abundance or more new friends, and it's just not hitting, it's maybe not the right timing, is there something that you would suggest to do given your experience, because you've gone through a lot of that in your own life and things of mm-hmm. that, and you've really mastered how to work through that. So mm-hmm. what would you say to somebody who's maybe going through that, or it's just not sending, like I'm saying?
Yeah, with each individual it's different, because I look at their timeline, and a lot of it, if you think about it, we're all textbook in a way. We come in, we learn certain lessons. Mm-hmm. So if a girl has to go through, if I look in on their timeline and they're saying, well, they're gonna date, and that's how they're gonna learn their lessons through that, and she's just tired, she's exhausted, and a lot of times it's more about working on yourself, maybe for a couple years before you're ready to really date and bring in someone to match that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So then this is where it splits.
Okay.
You do the work, you match your frequency, and you say, oh, you got to do the work to bring in the partner. Yes, that's true. And that could be where that person is. Two, maybe that's where she is on God's timeline. That's what you came in to learn. And then you get to bring, then it's time on God's will timeline to bring him in. Does that make sense? So absolutely. Someone that's trying to find love, it's more of like, if you're open and you really feel like you're ready to date again on a soul level, you're not coming from like a need. It's like, all right, well, let's do all the things to open up, to receive that new love. If I tap in and go, oh yeah, you're going to date for about a couple years, you're going to have a lot of fun, you need to open yourself up, you need to get rid of the idea you're going to meet the one and you really want the one because you want to settle down, that's not God's plan for you. I'm sorry, it's just not. And so it's about leaning into what is. Okay. And letting go of like you have this idea in your head.
Okay.
So, you know, if someone really wants to find love and they're really ready for it, if I'm channeling that for them, mm-hmm. it should be very easy for them to open up and mm-hmm. start going on dates. Does that make sense? Absolutely. If not, I would get like, no, I'm getting it's time for you to really work on yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the time where you, like, discover you, you know? Before you love yourself, you have to like yourself. Mm-hmm. So would you want to date you? Do you like yourself? You know, I'm not going to psychically say stuff that isn't true that I'm not getting. Mm-hmm. I know some people really want to find love, but sometimes I'm like, well, I don't get it for 3 years. I'm so sorry, but it doesn't mean you're not going to fall in love. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have incredible experiences. You just might never find the one in this lifetime.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
So you're not going to give me the fluff?
There's no fluff in that one. I mean, yeah, but you also create that life. With or without the partner. You got to learn how to just be, enjoy yourself in life without the partner. Mm. We didn't come to earth to find the partner. We did not come to earth to have just babies. We just didn't. Mm-mm. Every soul is different and they came here to have different experiences.
Yes. So with working with you and the way that you call in or where you channel from, because a lot of people are like, you're channeling, like, what does that mean? Where are you channeling from? Like, I know I'm kind of getting the nitty-gritty of it, but I think a lot of people don't really fully understand it. Like, it's a beautiful thing. It's so cool to watch when you're doing it, but I'm just like, for people that don't really fully understand, because there's different sources you can channel from, right? You can channel from really dark sources, mm-hmm. from light sources. So can you kind of give the people a little insight on that?
I mean, yeah, it's, how would I describe it? I think I was shown at an early, when I first started channeling, what it feels like to be in the presence of false light, dark light, entities, and pure divine light. So it's about setting boundaries, first and foremost, over there. Of who you only connect with. And that took me like a couple years to really get a solid foundation on. And over, you know, a good 10, 15 years, I've developed some really of the best techniques of how to keep your auric field cleansed. Mm. You know, as me as a channeler, I'm not always protected, so you're definitely not always protected at all. If you think, oh, I'm protected, I'm of light, that's not real. What is real is you actually calling in certain light beings and they'll come in and cleanse your field. Okay. So channeling, for me, it's something I do within, the scope of my mind, the brainwaves, and I'm able to just tap in. And like, if you ask me a question, I'm all claircognizant, so that's all knowing. So I use that skill set. Stuff will just come out of me, but I have to, like, move myself out of the way in my thoughts to be able to receive that information.
Okay.
I don't necessarily see things unless they show me stuff in my mind. And I don't necessarily really hear. It's just things I know and I'm able to tell you.
Wow.
So, yeah, like if you ask, like, well, when am I going to find my true love? They may show me in my mind. When people really ask me that, it may say 2026. So I literally had to tell someone, I think you meet someone in 2025, and then maybe around 2026 you get married. If you're into marriage, I go, you have that opportunity, so that's what's going to happen. And that's what I get. I go, but, you know, time is a little bit fluid with spirit. Mm. They're not necessarily always on point.
And it's not linear either, so.
Yeah, you got to be just open to it. You know, I had this one psychic. He's like, well, at least you're going to get married. Sometimes he channels, he doesn't get married. You're not going to get married. So you got to be just like open to, you know, when you open yourself up to God's will and you jump on, life is a lot easier. And you get out of resistance. You get yourself out of the way and you allow that information to come through. So I don't know if that. I answered that telling people how I channel. It's just, I just open, I get centered. I say a prayer and then I just allow the information to come through. They just know, spirit just knows I'm an open channeler because I'm supposed to do it here on earth.
Wow.
It was just something I knew how to do. I first began giving readings with feeling the angelic realm. So people would come to me back in the day when I was learning. And if they would ask me a question, and if it was a yes, my arms would go up. If it was a no, my arms would go more inward.
Mm.
And I would practice like that, and then I would see stuff in my mind's eye. I didn't start channeling until a couple years later. I had to learn, I had to like, spirit had to teach me how to use it all.
Wow.
So yeah, but I always make, when people really want to connect with the other side, I go, well, the most important thing is making sure you're only opening up your field to the light. Okay. And I would teach them a mantra to say, some clearing techniques,
mm-hmm.
Things like that.
I would say that that's a very huge point of difference because would you, I mean, I don't know how you would know this or maybe just from your experience, but would you say that a lot of healers out there might be bringing in entities that are very unwanted?
I think so. I mean, I did, and I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see everything and know everything.
Exactly.
So, 100%. You know, I have a mantra saying that I also go see somebody else, that the beings that work with her are super potent, so she'll clean my field.
Okay.
And it's your own experience. So, you may not know something's attached to you, but when you get a clearing, you'll be like, whoa,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea that something was attached to me. I mean, my first experience of a negative entity was back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
One had attached to me, and I felt very crazy in a sense. The emotions were all over the place, and I went and saw someone, and that was my first experience with Christ. So when I called in Christ, she gave me a mantra to say,
mm-hmm.
I felt the whole left side of my body shook. And she closed her eyes because she didn't want to look at what was coming out of my body. I know it was like a gray squid type matter because when I clear entities out of people, that's how they come across.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out of my whole body and I felt it come out from my left side, up my left shoulder and out my neck and mind. And it just, spirit took it. Christ came in and took it. And then I was completely fine. Back to normal.
Wow.
Completely fine. I walked out of there like saved. So that's when I literally shut down my whole system. I didn't know if I was going to channel anymore, but I knew I needed to do something different. I knew I had to set strong boundaries. I prayed to Christ all the time. I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really it. Like,
wow.
I've had several experiences where spirit taught me on this journey of darkness. And so I'm familiar with the dark and I'm familiar with the light. And so I have my own very strong beliefs and opinions only because I've been through it and I've experienced it. So I don't recommend anyone really doing this work
mm-hmm.
if you're just curious and you think it's cool.
Absolutely.
At all.
It's not a buzzword, people.
No.
It's a full-on, you're born with it. I mean, we can all channel, as you've said.
100%.
But it's not the same as your gift, right?
It's not. And you don't go through a lot of the initiation processes as a really good psychic healer would. You just don't. You don't experience the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Because then again, I had a blueprint. I'm on a certain journey. And I know this because if I can read into the future and I have loved ones from the other side tell me what exactly is going to happen because I need to know,
mm-hmm.
and days later it will happen or years later it was happen, it's because it was planned. It was in your, on your timeline.
Okay.
It was already set up prior to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
in a way, people should feel relieved. Oh, that means they're working for me. They got stuff planned. I just have to listen and show 1,000%. Up. That's all I have to do. So I teach people to live more of a mystical life. It's easier. You don't have to be so mundane and structured. You don't have to go through all these business steps. You don't have to go through all these hard journey. A lot of times you just have to show up, ask, and receive.
Absolutely. And I think that that's kind of what we were talking about earlier with going with God's will instead of going with what we want to manifest in this moment when it's not working, right? Because there's so many manifestation spells and love spells and all these things out there that are, you know, seemingly beautiful when you're watching them on TikTok and Instagram. But at the end of the day, we have to know thyself.
If that ex is not meant to come back into your life, oh Lord, he's not going to.
Absolutely not.
He's not going to.
And if he does, it's going to be not good.
Yeah.
Or not right, whatever you want to say.
I would say the best advice is to look at your life, look what the doors are opening, and let's tap into that energy and make it the best experience you can. Like, what messages are your spirit guides trying to give you? Like, if there are doors that are opening, like, listen to it. Follow that. It may not be what you truly desire just yet. Just yet. But step into that and, like, okay, if these are doors are open, you thank you, God, for bringing me these golden opportunities. I'm so excited for all the new ones that are coming my way. Like, really start connecting on a conscious level, because, yeah, our thoughts do create a reality in alignment with your soul purpose, 100%. But it's not like you're going to wake up and become, I don't know, something that's not in alignment. And you're like, well, I manifested. I could create whatever I want. I'm that powerful. I don't think you are. If it's not in your alignment.
So would you say on that, it just kind of maybe started making me think, because we all, like you said earlier, and I totally agree, we all have our own path here. We all have our own, like, you're not going to, I couldn't come in here and be like, let's just say, I don't know, like a doctor. That just, I would feel, that would not be what I could do. I couldn't be around all the, even the smells. Like, it's like just the smell of a hospital is just like a real weird sidebar or whatever, or example of what would not work for me. So the people that come in, would you say, I guess I'm trying to ask this in a very specific way, but would you say the people that are like maybe struggling with others on their own journey, like instead of looking at where they're at, maybe in comparison, maybe they're below, above, it doesn't matter because nobody's better than anyone. Like, what would be a good way to look at it instead of like, I'm comparing myself to this world and looking at it in a sense of like, this is my path. Like, I have a very special path. I have a special relationship with God. Like, this is what he has planned for me. So would you say that that's what you bring into your readings as well? Like, you're bringing in information to help people to get on that path as opposed to
shine
this
light
facade. Yeah.
Where it will help you light up and shine yourself. So I could see that within you.
Okay.
And I do my best in spirit, worshiping best to get you in there so you don't feel stuck, so you don't feel like there's no way out, so you don't feel lost anymore in this world. A lot of times when you're lost, spirit's putting you on a detour. It's time to like get you out of your current state and put you on a new path.
Okay.
So I help you instill that faith and trust that there's others on the other side helping you on the daily.
Love that.
And if we start to pay attention enough and start communicating with them, they will, as they say in the Bible, make your path straight. They will not mislead you. And they will give you specific signs on the daily that will show up and you will be taken care of.
Yes.
Oh, that's so powerful. I bring that in a session to you, you know, to teach you there's this whole other world how you could live life and really commune with the other side. It's not you manifesting. I can't describe that. It's not you. You show up, they're bringing the home. They're bringing the job opportunity because they're bringing the soul contract that you signed prior coming to Earth.
It's a collaboration.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Massive collaboration.
I love that. And would you say, because I will kind of bring it into your work, like I want to kind of create a little visual for everyone of what you do. Obviously, you do one-on-one.
Yes.
You can do remote readings as well. You can do them kind of anywhere, really.
Yeah, anywhere.
And you also do mystic circles.
Yes.
So will you tell us a little bit about what that looks like? Or I mean, they're so fun. I know,
yeah.
Like a group of whatever, women, men, it doesn't matter.
Well, the mystic circles was something that a mentor of mine, she was doing them, and she's like, you should do one. And I'm like, what would I do? I guess I would just channel. But the way I do business and run it is I don't think. I just show up. I put it out there. And I literally, now they've developed over time. But it's getting a group of women together. You may know each other and you want like 8 girlfriends to get together.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't. And I host one. It's just, you know, just a group of women. But what's so cool is like in these mystic circles, we all get a nice little blessing and energy clearing. I know everyone's spirit guide is there, higher self, clearing out the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll channel for each person about 5 to 10 minutes each. And what is so rad is everyone gets to have the message. It's not just that person. Everyone takes away on all those messages, because whatever messages that's being given, you can apply it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool is when all the girlfriends, if they do a mystic circle and they all know each other, is I'll channel some stuff. And sometimes, a lot of times when you receive information, you are a deer in headlights. So I always recommend you to record it.
Mm-hmm.
But the girlfriend sitting next to the friend getting the reading, if you're a deer in headlights, you're sometimes maybe not comprehending stuff that I'm saying, but that friend will. And that friend will be like, oh, don't you remember this and that? And that's when the circles get really fun, because the girls are like, what? How did you know that? That happened last week. Or
so funny.
You know, it's like literally they'll be like, when we were driving here, that's what we were talking about. How did you know?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, spirit will do fun stuff like that. It's not me. I'm just that vessel. But spirit knows, because they're constantly with you. I'm just relaying that information to you.
Yes.
So the circles could just be really helpful, a lot of fun. Bringing women together. We're not alone. I mean,
mm-hmm.
my first mystical, after receiving my personal reading, was I went to a mystic circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me feel not alone. So I started doing them, and it just made lifelong friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I became close with a couple of the women, and it was just how it was meant to be. You know, that's... That's the mystic circles. They're just a lot of, they're fun to do. But I offer one-on-one sessions over the phone. I mostly started off over the phone.
Okay.
And mostly, you know, how psychic hotlines are.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be in front of the person. A lot of people can't comprehend that. But what's going on is I'm connecting with your team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily connecting with you,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Okay.
So... my biggest concern is, am I in a right spot? Do I get the best reception? Not phone reception. Am I sitting in the best spot to get information for this person?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll mostly be in my car if I'm scheduled for a phone reading. You could be in Texas. You could be in Australia. You could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is I have to be where I could receive the best information.
Okay.
And then I just deliver it to you. I record all the phone readings so you can listen to it later.
So it's about your physical body.
Yeah.
Resides.
It's about where I feel my crown chakra is most open. There's nothing blocking me. If I'm in a room, there's not heavy energy.
Okay.
There's a feeling I get where it feels opened and aligned, and I could just channel fast. And it's mostly in the car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think most people, do you ever find yourself just sitting in a car?
Mm-hmm.
When you pull up, there's a reason, you know.
Yes.
I think for that. And then I do one-on-one person readings. And now I'm starting to offer psychic advisory for certain people.
Sessions and...
yeah, it's about a
program.
3, 6, and 1 month. It's intense. I pretty much dedicate that time for you only.
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm opening that up and venturing onto people that really have a lot going on in their life. It might not be the everyday person. It's someone that really has their own business, a lot of traveling, a lot of business deals going on. I'm starting to venture on into that world.
Love.
For channeling for them.
And I think it's really important too, because a lot of people need advisory from
mm-hmm.
people like yourself. And what I will say is Kim channels so much information in a very, very, very short amount of time. Whereas a lot of the time you'll be receiving a reading from somebody and it will be like, I just got a reading and it was like an hour and a half long and I don't even know what I'm walking away from. And I feel like when Kim, again, she'll give you like even just a 15-minute reading, a 10-minute reading, 5-minute reading, and she, it's a direct contact and direct, basically direct information is what I'm trying to say to what you need to hear in that moment. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear and it's very light. And I have to say that I have used so much information in my own life with your psychiatry work that has just helped me so much. Just so many things that you say and channel in for me. And I feel like there's this, again, there's this stand apart that I wish everyone could experience. And I hope everyone will get to experience you in this way. And I want to kind of end it on a sense of, what is one thing, I guess, you would say to the collective right now amongst all this energy with, like, what's going on in the world and things? Like, what is, like, something, some type of something you would like to end it on or anything you'd like to say?
Oh, gosh. thank you, Ashley. Trust yourself. Just trust yourself.
I love that.
Trust yourself. You know, make that connection with the other realm. And you know you're good to go no matter what situation you're in. And I could say that with full confidence because I've been put in that my whole life. And they've never led me astray. So the more connected you are to yourself, the more connected you are over there. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about anything else at all.
I love that. And you're not alone in that.
It's you're like not alone. You may feel like you're alone, but you're not alone.
Exactly.
So. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. I love you so much.
I love you.
Hey, sister. Yay. Oh my gosh, that was so much fun. I hope that you all enjoyed it. And I hope that you all look forward to more conversations like this in the future of all different subject matter. So with that, until we meet again, have a blessed day.